My husband walked out on me for one simple reason. I was too honest with him. I refused to allow him to delude himself.
Helena, played by Gemma Jones, seeks out a psychic fortune teller to help her understand why Anthony Hopkins, as Alfie, her husband of more than 40 years, has left her to take up with a younger, much younger woman named Charmaine.
Dad said you were an actress.
Yeah, I tried it in Hollywood for a while, but if you don't know people, it's like a vicious circle, you know?
Yeah.
Sally, Alfie and Helena's daughter, is married to Roy, who wrote a hit novel, but he's been unable to repeat the success. Their relationship grows tenser by the week, and meeting sexy Charmaine doesn't help.
That cheap tart is what he left my mother for. Actress my foot.
Well, leave him alone. You know, I never saw the guy so happy, and who can blame him? She's a hot little number.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is live and let live.
Perhaps Roy is living a bit vicariously through Alfie's romance. Struggling to write, he finds himself staring out the window at the pretty young woman in the flat across the way.
You inspire me.
I've always wanted to be someone's muse.
As their stories intersect in the London neighborhood where he set the film, writer-director Woody Allen says the characters confront issues he's explored before in more serious films like 1978's Interiors.
This film is an attempt to deal with the same subject, but to deal with it in a more comic way. But the subject matter is still the inability of people to relate to one another, people needing some kind of certainty in life, people deluding themselves into some sense that there is some purpose to life or that there is some extra meaning to life when in fact it's a meaningless experience. And yet, in the end, even faith in anything at all is better than no faith at all.
Josh Brolin co-stars as unsuccessful writer Roy, who seeks inspiration in the arms of a woman who's not his wife.
It's not the most redeeming character out there, you know, and when I watch it, I just want to slap him a lot. You know, grass is greener on the other side, and he's constantly looking over there for notoriety and fame and all that.
Can I make a terrible confession, even though I hardly know you?
Yeah, sure.
Before I heard you play the guitar, I noticed you one night just before I went to bed, and you were slipping out a red dress, and I thought it was the most erotic 15 seconds I'd ever seen.
Babe?
Sorry.
Okay, that's flattering, I guess. Thank you.
Allen says Roy will seem familiar to fans of his movies.
That's a typical kind of character that I would write, someone who fancies himself an artist and struggles with it and doesn't live up to his promise, you know. I feel that's the autobiographical strain in the movie. And I also feel it's autobiographical with Anthony Hopkins, that, you know, I feel I'm older, probably close to his age. And these problems of a life more in the past than in the future torment me all the time. And that is a problem that recurs in all of my movies, or many of them. Since I got older.
Allen turns 75 this year, making him 2 years older than co-star Hopkins.
We've all gone through our midlife crisis. I'm just glad that I don't have to ever go through that again. But I understand poor Alfie. I mean, he's just caught up in this nightmare. And what he does, he makes a big mistake, and then everything is taken from him, and marriage is destroyed. His wife is, you know, very upset by it. And that happens. That's life. People do that. Men are dogs. You know, I have to say it. Men are, you know, we're a rum lot. Never trust a man.
But writer-director Allen trusts the audience to accept his somewhat unorthodox decision to end the film by not ending its multiple stories.
I feel that life, unlike Hollywood movies, does not tie up all the loose ends, that life is unresolved, confusing, bewildering, puzzling, ambiguous, and that you don't really know what's going to happen. You know, the future is uncertain for everybody. So that's how I had seen the end of the picture. I didn't want the characters to, everybody to neatly wrap up his or her story and you know, a nice MGM ending or something. That's not what I wanted the people to wander around in agonizing limbo and, you know, like in real life, really.
Is that what you see? I mean, is my future hopeful?
All I am seeing is huge cosmic waves moving towards you of positive energy. You've got nothing but good coming to you, I promise you.
That's British screen veteran Pauline Collins as fortune teller Crystal. The ensemble in You Will Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger also features Naomi Watts as Sally. Antonio Banderas plays her unbearably handsome boss. Frida Pinto is Dia, the object of her husband Roy's desire. And Lucy Punch is her dad's flame, Charmaine. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.